for give me long distance. It's a person, hello? Hello, we put an album together and we're releasing it next week. It's called Blowing Your Nose. It's got a psychedelic jacket. And it's called Blowing Your Nose. It's a gorgeous album cover, you should see it. It's grooving. You mean you call me up and tell me that, yeah. Groove it. You say friends, and I'll whistle. You say friends, and I'll whistle. I'll whistle, you say friends. No, you say friends, and I'll whistle. No, you whistle, I'll say friends. No, you say friends, and I'll whistle. Yeah, you whistle, I'll say friends. No, you say friends and I'll whistle. Here come dumb George. 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 Everybody together in the chorus. Here come dumb George. Here come dumb George. Boogaloo. Boogaloo, baby. Here come dumb George. Here come dumb George. Come dumb George. Chicken cho. Chicken cho. Chicken cho. Chicken 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 cho. Chicken cho. Chicken cho. Chicken 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 cho. Chicken cho. Chicken cho.
I'm just, that's just filler. That's all. Some Van Morrison there from the Bang Contractual Obligations demos. Somebody really should record those or perform those in public. Someone should. It's just a suggestion. I think someone should do it. Elsewhere in that set, Dark Soft did Win Some, Lose Some, Slow Moses with Teenage Son Part 1. Delaney Bailey did its lullaby, Jay's lullaby, sorry, Japanese Breakfast with Till Death, Heather with Regrets, and J.W. Francis, something new called Swooning. Stay tuned for the final episode of Dinner at Andy's. Yeah, then they're going to bury the name and go back to the birth name of the program, 7 Second Delay, next week. Anyway, call up with your tattoo suggestions for Ken and Andy. My name's Irwin, back next week with a fundraiser marathon. My co-host will be Scott Williams. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Welcome to Dinner at Andy's, and boy, am I happy that's the last time I'm ever going to have to say that. Next week, we go back to calling the show by its birth name.
Wait, hold on. I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything? Erwin, can you turn up Andy's?
No, I'm good.
Andy's cans?
They okay?
What were you saying, Ken? I didn't hear. Were you saying what an honor it was to work with me all
these
years?
Yeah, yep. I was saying a lot of nice things about you.
I'm the unsung hero of this whole operation.
Yep, I was.
So is that the last time we'll ever hear that theme song? I feel sentimental. I love that theme song.
We can keep using that theme
song.
No. Why?
Not that sentimental.
Okay. But the WFMU fundraising marathon is next week.
What?
Yeah, it is. Next week's the soaking of the Breckman. Just over a week from tonight.
Hey, Ken, you like riddles? Like riddles?
Not really, no. Not a fan of riddles.
Why is the WFMU fundraising marathon like a sneeze? Because here's why.
Why?
Because you know it's coming.
Uh-huh.
You can feel it coming.
Yeah.
You're kind of dreading it.
Yep.
You're going to hate it.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be fun.
No, that's not like a sneeze at all.
But there's nothing you can do about it. You can't stop it.
When you feel...
It's like a sneeze.
That's not like a sneeze at all.
Yeah, exactly. And that's today's riddle.
When you feel a sneeze coming, you want the sneeze to come.
But you're not happy about the sneeze coming.
I beg to differ.
Well, I refer you back to that riddle.
I don't like riddles.
No. Because they reveal a little too much truth for you.
Yeah, I can't handle
the truth.
More truth
than you can handle. I know exactly. Exactly. Ken's allergic to truth. Some people are allergic to bee stings.
Yep.
Yeah, some people are allergic to peanuts.
No.
Don't utter the truth around Ken.
No, I experienced truth once.
That's a little Yeah. It's a little advice to any volunteers coming next week.
I got large red hives all over my body.
I know.
People thought I had gone into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah. Well, that might also be because you have sex with elves.
They're not elves, exactly.
No, they're not elves, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we're told to call them.
That's a rough translation.
It is a rough translation. Anyway, we thank all our volunteers.
Oh, you're thanking the volunteers?
Well, I'm just saying that's what we call the volunteers.
Oh, okay.
My little joke.
Oh, I thought you were pivoting to an actual station announcement.
Oh no! Hey, we're looking forward.
So the last 2 years, we changed the name of the program.
Yeah.
Based on the fundraising.
And we kept our word. Our word was our bond.
Yeah, so we've called the program Dinner at Andy's for the last year, just like we said we would. But next week, we're doing the soaking of the Breckman, and then we are not changing the name of the show.
Well, we haven't confirmed the soaking of the Breckman.
Yeah, we've confirmed it.
I think we both have to sign off on that idea. I know you're enthusiastic.
No, I've signed off.
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
I think you need consent from the
Soki. No, I know. I need your signature.
Yeah.
I have a whole bunch of copies of your signature laying around in case you decide not to sign.
Yeah. So we'll see where my head's at.
But if we make enough money next week, one of us will be getting a horrible tattoo.
Yes. Oh, that a good segue, Kenny. And we need.
Thank you.
So that leads us to our next big ask. We're looking for a tattoo artist.
Yeah, preferably somebody who is not in prison. Although, if you are in prison, as long as you can get maybe 3 or 4 hours out,
we need someone who can get to Jersey City tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon, and give one of us a tattoo, and it would be. It would be done. The tattooing would be done at 6 p.m. right after
No,
the
it'd
show.
Be done at
I'm
7
p.m. My
PM.
Mistake. Of yeah. course, 7 p.m. Right. I was thinking I lived in Kansas City. Don't you ever get mixed up like that?
No.
Where you think you lived in Kansas?
Which Kansas City were you thinking
Kansas
of?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, it's the better one.
Central time zone.
Yeah.
So we need someone here at 7 p.m. And we will, just to authenticate it and confirm that we're getting tattoos, we will have a photographer here and pictures. Photos will be posted at 7 p.m. on the website.
Yeah, on the playlist
of you
page.
Getting your tattoo. Oh,
well, it might be you getting a tattoo.
Yeah, it'll probably be you.
But we need it. So we do need a tattoo artist. There's plenty of prisons within driving
distance. Well, I would like someone, if you're tattooing me, I'd like someone, are they licensed? Do they get licenses in New Jersey?
Well, I think
or New York?
Tattoo parlors require licenses, but I do not think.
Okay, here's what I ask. Here's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to have either a license.
What kind of
or
license?
Like a tattoo license, like you own a shop.
Well, you don't need a tattoo license.
Then I need a website. Give me a website.
Okay.
Give me some history.
Right.
Give me a Yelp review.
Yeah.
I need a Yelp review.
Right, so we need a tattoo artist who has
a professional
who has like a GeoCities page.
A professional tattoo artist.
Yeah.
And in exchange, what will we offer them, Kenny?
Oh, a hell of a lot of free promo.
Yeah, we will sing your praises on the air during the marathon. Give us a call at what's our number here? It's a new number, right?
It's 201-536-9368. But if you are a tattoo artist and you can help us out next week, you can email me at ken@wfmu.org, or if you know of a tattoo artist that I could ask.
Although, wouldn't it be ideal, Kenny, to have to actually talk to them in the next hour?
That would be great.
201-536-9368. If you are a tattoo artist, or maybe your significant other is a tattoo artist, would you say most tattoo artists are men or women?
I think it's pretty evenly split from what I've seen.
Well, in cell block D, it's all men.
Well, I've only been in the men's cell block.
You think
I've heard about the women tattoo artists in the women's cell block.
Yeah. 201-536-9368. Hey, you could be our tattoo artist next week, and you'll bring your little kit. Is that what they bring? Their little
needles.
Their needles and
needles
their ink.
And ink. And they have some kind of device. I don't know what it's called, but it makes a lot of noise.
Yeah.
It's very painful.
And I will get my tattoo if my wife approves on my...
left shoulder blade.
My left shoulder blade or my right shoulder blade.
Same here.
Now, does Beth or Hank, do our wives have veto over this?
No.
What will be on my body?
Nope.
Forever?
Nope. Your body, your choice.
Yeah, okay. Hey, yeah, that's great. That's a good argument. I could throw that right in Beth's face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me, what's all this blabbering about pro-choice for 30 years? It's my body. And that's why this picture of Joey Heatherton will be on my shoulder.
Too many words. My body, my choice. That's what you got to say. That's all you got to say.
Yeah.
Four words.
Yeah.
Actually, three words.
That'll be one of the longest arguments we've ever had.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need a tattoo artist to call 201-536-9368. And now we need from listeners some suggestions for what could be on
horrible tattoos. Horrible tattoos.
Yeah, I guess the more distasteful they are, is that your theory? The more money we'll raise, the more...
Yeah, the idea is that they have to be tattoos that hopefully both Andy and I would hate to have, although if just one of us would hate to have it, that might work too.
They have to be either provocative or something that would embarrass us.
Like my body, my choice. That would be perfect for you.
Oh, no, I would hate that. I would hate that. Please don't do that.
I'm writing that one down.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no.
And the phone number.
God,
the
no.
phone number if you have ideas.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. I want out. Oh, wait. Are you talking about next week?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a horrible toothache. Oh, I won't be able to make it.
Well, you're not going to make it.
I just remembered I have a toothache schedule.
You can't miss both marathon shows. You're going to be in South by Southwest the second week.
Okay, but not my body, my choice.
I'm putting it on the list.
Oh, my God.
And we need more bad tattoo ideas.
So as we raise more and more money next week, it will alternate either when we hit a certain amount, when we hit a certain number during the marathon, you will have to get a tattoo. But then if we exceed that number and hit the next milestone, the needle swings back to me.
Exactly. It's like a hot potato.
Like a tattoo hot potato.
Yeah.
This is bad. Okay, let's give the number out if you have any suggestions for our tattoos. I'm already now dreading this.
Yeah, the phone number.
The worst.
The phone number is 201-536-9368, and we'll also be running a web video next week for the show.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you can watch us, and then there'll be photos of Ken or me. God.
Or actually, we could just keep the video stream going after the show.
Whatever makes you happy, Sonny.
Okay.
I just want you to be happy.
Just call me Sonny from now on.
Happy wife, happy life. You know what Beth says when I say happy wife, happy life?
Does she say happy husband, happy husband?
She says happy husband doesn't rhyme with anything.
Happy husband, happy orange.
Yeah, happy husband, happy orange. Okay, let's go to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Dear God help me.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, who's this?
And Andy.
Hi, you love the show.
Hey, this is Dean.
Hey, Dean. Have you got an idea for a horrible tattoo?
I got a tattoo idea for you.
Are you a tattoo artist, Dean?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I just have an idea.
Yes. Good enough.
So for Ken, it would be a Trump 2020 tattoo.
Great. Love it.
And for Andy, it would be whatever his burial instructions are, the opposite of that would be his tattoo.
Wait, give me an example. I'm not quite following.
Opposite of burial instructions.
Oh, you mean like it would say cremate in case of death, cremate me.
Yeah, and then we'll shoot you in the face or something else instead.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Oh, yeah. What are your burial instructions, Andy?
I'm going to be half cremated.
Uh huh.
And half buried.
Top half cremated.
Yes, exactly. Top half cremated, and I just want the bottom half in the casket and an open casket.
Don't burn the bottom half.
Don't burn the bottom half.
But you want the bottom half made up so it looks like you.
Right? I love my cargo pants. I'm proud of my cargo pants.
Oh, so the bottom half, but you want them clothed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what about the severed section? Is that going to be visible?
Sure, that'll be visible. And then I want my ashes. Here's what I want done with my ashes.
Okay.
Put them in an urn and then sneak into your house while you're sleeping and pour them all over your face at 3 a.m.
Okay.
if possible.
So what's the opposite of that?
I don't know.
Pouring them over my wife's face?
She might get a little dust on it.
Yeah.
Well, she'll be vacuuming. You'll both be vacuuming it up in the morning. Right. If I do die, I would keep a dustbuster in the bedroom.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, because Molly will be sneaking in.
I think half your body's ashes is going to destroy any dustbuster. I think I need a full-fledged
vacuum cleaner,
yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Okay, so that's a good one.
Great idea.
Hey, may I suggest instead of Trump 2020, may I suggest Trump 2024?
Yeah, that's probably better.
Yeah. Or may I suggest Trump 2028? That's great, because he'll either win and it'll be a re-election tattoo, or it'll be just an aspirational disappointed.
Yeah, I just want to say that...
That's a great one.
The first time we did this, I got an Eagles Hotel California tattoo.
Yeah, that's right. And it's still on his shoulder.
Still there, and people have been commenting on it ever since.
And I have a tattoo also.
Yeah, but nobody ever comments on yours.
I have the insignia of the gang, street gang, the Bloods.
Oh, I thought it was the Crips.
Oh, I can't even remember.
Okay, it's the Bloods.
Yeah, the Bloods.
And then you also have the menu heading for General Tso's chicken, I think, from a Chinese menu.
No, it says no MSG.
No MSG.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, something.
In Mandarin.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we've done it. But this is a little different for me. This will be... You no longer will accept a tattoo on my ankle.
Right.
You want it
on
my
shoulder
blade. It's going to
be on your shoulder blade. Yeah. And ever since I got the Eagles one, during the summer when I go around with a shirt off a lot, I can't tell you how many people have said things to me like, great band.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of that with your Trump 2024.
Don Henley.
Yeah, they're going to be, a lot of them maybe overlap. Maybe the Trump boosters will also love the Eagles. Then you'll have a real friend.
New Kid in Town.
Yeah.
Great song.
Okay. So we need a tattoo artist. 201-536-9368 or more ideas for tattoos. Are you writing all these down?
I am. All one of them. Yeah.
No. We have multiple ones now.
I've written down three ideas.
Yeah, three ideas. Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
You love the show.
I would... Like it's a tattoo, it's a poo-poo snake tattoo.
A povo snake?
Poo-poo snake head.
Oh, poo-poo
snake. A poo-poo snake head. Is this Krenly? Is your name Krenly?
No.
No, okay. No. What's your name?
Hero.
Oh, Hero. Hi.
Yeah, Hero.
Oh, we know Hero.
Yeah.
Okay, so a poo-poo.
Krenly. What a silly guess. If you were going to guess a name, I'd say Bob. Susie Krenly. Where'd that come from?
He sounds like a caller who we once had named Krenly.
Okay. So a poo-poo snake.
Poo-poo snake head.
So that would be a snake, and it would just say the words poo-poo on it.
No, I don't think so. Hero, what is a poo-poo snake head exactly?
I don't know.
I think you draw maybe...
I would leave it to the artist's imagination.
Exactly.
They can make up... Whatever it would be.
Maybe a pile of poop.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
A pile of poop with a snake coming out of it.
Hero sounds like a creative director already.
Yeah, he does.
Thank you, Hero.
Yeah.
It's on the list.
I don't think, you know what? Poo-poo, you know, I mean, Hero, I don't think it should say poo-poo snake.
Why?
Because I want you to spend the rest of your life on this mortal coil saying this to strangers.
Yeah.
It's a poo-poo snake. Okay.
So you want no words?
No, I want it to be like a little pile of poo.
Right, like the poop emoji.
Yeah, with stink lines coming off of it and a snake coming out of it.
Right.
And I just want you to be sitting on the beach saying, it's a poo-poo snake, and that's all I'm going to say. I'm not taking any questions.
Okay.
Okay. So add that to the list. A great suggestion, Hero.
Thank you, Hero.
201-536-9368. We need a tattoo artist. Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
I do love the show.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, yeah. I love the show.
Oh, thanks, brother. That means the world to us.
And who's this?
Absolutely.
What's your name?
My name's Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Oh, so you're not guessing everyone's name?
No. Dan, are you a tattoo artist, or do you have an idea for a bad tattoo?
I have a great idea for a terrible tattoo.
Shoot.
I'm thinking Jesus Christ spread eagle with a crucifix up his butthole.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ spread eagle.
I won't be here for this.
Crucifix up the butthole.
I'm not coming in.
Crucifix.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
It's great.
Oh, my God. I would dread that with all my might.
Up the
butthole. But it has to be inserted into the butthole. Like halfway.
Halfway. Got. All right.
Oh, I was so afraid you were going to say two-thirds. Oh, my God. I'm so relieved.
All right. Halfway.
Yep.
Did you write down halfway?
Yeah, thanks for the call. I did write down halfway.
Wait. I see a flaw. Wait, a fatal flaw with that suggestion.
Oh, what? What?
You can't see the bottom of the crucifix. There's no way to know whether it's halfway or not.
I think
a casual viewer won't be able to say that's halfway.
I think an artist could render.
You don't know how long the extension of the stick is.
I think it could be implied. There's a lot of things in art, you know, are implied. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unless you have a little word balloon and Jesus is saying, "That's enough. That's halfway. For God's sake."
That's the solution.
Yeah. So then you'll know it's halfway. That is the problem with sticking crucifixes up people's butt. You never know when it's halfway. You
right.
can't tell.
Yeah.
Only two people know when it's halfway.
Well, halfway is the safe way. That's the old saying.
Yeah. Exactly. I wonder, the funniest word balloon would be Jesus shouting his safe word.
Like pineapple.
Yeah, pineapple. For God's sake, pineapple. Well, no, the word blue would be, I forgot the safe word. My God, I forgot the safe word. That would be a great cartoon right there. Done and done. Hello, New Yorker. Can I speak to the cartoon editor?
Hi, you're on the air.
I have an idea. It's a little edgier than most of yours.
First time, long time.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
What's your name?
My name is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
I have two ideas. One of them is a revival of an idea from the last time you guys did this.
Uh-huh.
And that is a Jewish flasher in a trench coat with Shalom Shabbat written underneath.
Oh, that's great. Shabbat Shalom. That's great.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you. Yes.
Yes, that's great. That's great.
That'll get you into the Jewish cemetery, Andy.
Yeah. I think what'll have to happen, I won't be allowed to be buried in the Jewish cemetery, so what'll have to happen is Beth can be buried in the Jewish cemetery, but she'd have to be buried on the edge of it, like right on the border.
So in the Jewish cemetery.
No, she's in the Jewish cemetery, and then I would be just across the boundary line of the cemetery being buried, right? So I'd be next to Beth. But not technically in the cemetery.
But you'll be under the sidewalk, is what you're saying.
Well, I'll be just over the borderline. We'd have to buy
under the highway or something.
We'd have to buy the land that borders the cemetery. It's a little problem.
You could just cheat.
Yeah.
Rip up the sidewalk in the middle of the night.
Well, it's another reason to cremate me from the top, for just the top half.
Done and done.
Be my pleasure. Okay, so that's another good one. That's Shabbat Shalom, the Jewish flasher.
Yeah, I do remember that from the menu from last time.
We're at 201-536-9368. I wonder what will end up getting tattooed on us.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I love the show. I can't believe I got through.
Aw, this guy's great. Now that's enthusiasm. That's how you fake enthusiasm.
And what's your name?
My name is Danny D.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Danny. Hey. Now, are you a tattoo artist by any chance?
Oh, you can only wish, Andy.
He is not.
You can only wish.
That sounds like a no. But you have
barely a sandwich artist.
You have a suggestion.
I have two ideas. Well, one is a riff on the previous idea and one original.
Okay.
The riff on the previous idea is, because it's every other level it goes up, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So every other level, and it gags me to say this, it's disgusting me to say this, but you start with Trump 2020.
Yeah,
and then two levels with 24, then 28,
that's
then
great.
32, then 36. Like every other level is a further out year.
Well, I would say if I could just tap the brakes for a second, I would say Trump. If it says like Trump 2036, for example, people would know that's a joke, and it would take the sting out of it. Trump 2024 is
And not, then you just say it's Ivanka, and then whatever.
That's not a joke at all. Trump 2024.
Yeah. So I would say, I think I would respectfully disagree with you, Danny D, if I may.
Yeah. But and Trump, the other idea, the original idea.
But it is, wait, I do like the idea of it going up from Trump 2020 to Trump 2024 to Trump 2028. Okay, and what is the other idea?
The other idea is Putin's head.
Oh, God.
With, like, a bull's body or something like that, or a centaur or something like that.
You mean a tattoo that celebrates Putin?
Yeah. Well, yes, exactly. And it's like Putin's
That's
head
great.
With, like, you know, a horse's body or, you know.
That's great.
Whatever the most manly animal we can think of.
Can it be Putin's head on Joey Heatherton's body? Then it's the best of both worlds. That's a win. That's what they call a win-win for tattooists. That'd actually be a great tattoo. Write that one down. Putin's head on Joey Heatherton's body.
Thanks, Danny.
So for the rest of my life, this will be me on the beach. It's Putin with Joey Heatherton's body, okay? No, I'm not taking any follow-up questions.
You know, we've tracked down Joey Heatherton's actual phone number, right?
Yeah, Jeremiah says he might have her phone number.
Yeah.
He says she's listed. She still has a landline.
We have to call her.
Oh, my God. Hey, Jeremiah, call and give us that number. Even if it's disconnected or you're wrong, it would be fun to try.
Hi, you're on the air.
I can't be the first person to make love to Joey Heatherton.
Hello, is this Ken?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
I could be the last.
This is Pete the Gardener.
Oh, hey, Pete. How you doing?
Very well. I'll see you in a couple of Sundays. I'm going to bring some pulled pork down to feed the volunteers down there.
Oh, that's great.
That's so sweet. You're going to come down and feed the volunteers.
Yeah, it's Pete in South River.
Oh, that's
great. Yeah, because I do love your show and several others. A bunch of the other shows on the station, smell.
Oh, tell me about it. Well, tell me about it, Pete.
Well, that's why they call it difficult listening. That's our motto.
All right. Well, yes, and you know.
Yeah, because Pete, you're not an insane person.
Yeah, and you know what they say when you're listening to FMU. If you don't like a song, just wait 2 or 3 minutes. There's a worse song coming.
Oh, absolutely, there is. And the best thing about the station is there is no smell involved.
Yeah, you hear a song and then you say this to your loved one. Okay, this is the bottom. It can't get worse. This is it. We've hit bottom, and then you're proven wrong. Time and time again.
Absolutely. As a number of times, the dear wifey who has said, how can you listen to this crap?
Yeah, exactly.
Said, this is what the station is.
Yeah.
Go away. Come back in a few minutes. It may be better. It probably won't.
Well, we sell it as a wife repellent. That's sometimes what it's used for.
So far, it's working pretty
well.
Yeah,
it works pretty well. It's 98% effective as a wife repellent.
It's a pretty good husband repellent, too, you have to admit.
I don't know. I don't have a husband.
A wife repellent. There you go. That's reason to pledge right there. 201-536-9368. We've stumbled blindly backwards onto a reason to pledge.
So, Pete, what do you got for us in terms of a horrible tattoo?
Trump and Jesus perfect together.
Oh, there you go. Oh, my God.
You'll offend a whole bunch of people and offend a whole bunch of other people too.
And you'll also attract a whole bunch of people. But listen, would that be, you'd have to draw the two figures, Trump's face and Jesus's face?
No, you leave it up to the artist.
Oh, God.
Well, I wouldn't have to do it because that's not my purview.
That is a fantastic idea. Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Yeah, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
And thanks in advance for feeding our volunteers.
We could have a poo-poo snakehead to represent both Trump and Jesus.
201-536-9368. We're looking for a tattoo artist. We need a volunteer, someone that either knows a tattoo artist, is related to a tattoo artist, is a tattoo artist, and can offer to come in next week. We would promote the hell out of your business. Right, Kenny?
Right. All you need is a web page. No license necessary.
That's the minimum criteria. All right. How are we doing on calls?
And no disinfectant necessary, right?
Wait, Kenny. No, we need a real professional.
You're afraid of germs? Is that the idea?
Kenny, don't scare your friend. Kenny, I'm already uneasy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing great now that you called. 201-536-9368.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Dan.
Wait, we had another caller named Dan.
That was Danny.
You did, but I'm not that guy.
Different Danny. This is now, right. This is blowing my mind. Some shows don't have any Dan's calling. We have Dan's coming at our ass.
Well, most shows don't take calls.
Yeah, good point, Ken.
That's why they don't have any Dan's calling.
Good point, Captain Buzzkill.
Yeah.
201-536-9368.
So, Dan, what do you got for us?
All right, hey. I don't want to this is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It's going to require an explanation, I think, on your part if it actually ends up happening, but a dolphin eating a bowl of spaghetti and meatballs.
Then why did anyone need to explain that?
I don't know, but I feel like if someone sees you on the beach with this on your shoulder blade, they're going to be like, hey, what's the story there?
And is there a story to it, Dan, or is it just it's just confusing and provocative?
The dolphin's hungry.
The dolphin's hungry, and that happens to be this dolphin's favorite meal.
I love it. I don't like it. I love it.
All right. Fantastic.
Okay. A dolphin eating spaghetti.
Thanks, Dan.
And then
spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the meatballs. Hey, you should also put down Captain Buzzkill as something I'd love to have on
you. Okay.
Yeah. Your affectionate nickname.
Oh, I didn't know. Do you refer to me that way, like behind my back?
No. In my head. Four or five times a minute.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
I'll tell you why that's funny. No one's calling. 201-536-9368. Sir, are you a tattoo artist by any chance?
No, I am not.
Wait, Ken, where are we going to get a tattoo artist?
Don't worry. We'll find one.
But it has to be a licensed one or legitimate grown-up one.
No, they don't have to be licensed because you don't need a license to perform tattoos, I don't think.
Well, we need someone that's really done it a lot.
Yeah. No, absolutely. We don't want to be somebody's first tattoo. No way.
Boy's first tattoo. Okay, and what is your name, sir?
It's Patty in Mattawan.
Oh, fantastic, Patty. And you have a suggestion for us?
I do. I think you guys should each get a classic iron cross, and then one guy gets on the top of it, it says, it's called pork roll. And then the other guy gets, it's called Taylor Ham.
You mean if we had matching tattoos, it would be like a little mini disagreement between the tattoos?
Yep.
Plus a Nazi reference.
Kind of.
That's the Iron Cross.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. So you're going for Nazis and you're going for Jersey.
You mean he was kind enough, he was considerate enough not to say swastika.
I mean,
well, it's not a swastika; it's the Iron Cross.
Yeah,
we're throwing Jesus around. We got stuff.
Well, the Iron Cross could mean we were a Nazi sniper and we killed 35 Russians. That would be my story. I was at Stalingrad, and I killed 35 Russians.
But the Russians were our allies in that.
No, not the Nazis
in that war.
No. I'm saying if I was a Nazi, that would be how I got the Iron Cross. The Nazis were awarded the Iron Cross.
It looks like the Iron Cross. That's why.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know.
The Nazi sharpshooters got the Iron Cross.
I see. So you're saying that you were a Nazi, but you killed only Russians.
Yes.
So that makes it okay.
Me. Yes.
Even though the Russians were our friends.
I was on the Western Front. Yes. Right.
And even though the Nazis did all sorts of terrible things.
Name three.
I think it looked more like a pork roll than the Iron Cross.
You know, you could also say, Andy, you could also say it was a dumb fundraising stunt.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that, yeah. What I'll say is it was either this or Putin's head on Joey Heatherton's body. That's what I'll tell people.
So, Patty, we're talking about the Maltese cross, am I right?
Maybe.
Like the cross that Lemmy from Motorhead wears, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The independent skateboard logo.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks, Patty.
I have a good feeling about this next call. I think we're going to get a tattoo artist. 201-536-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I can't believe I got through.
Neither can I. What's your name?
This is listener Terry.
Hi, Carrie.
I believe you said Terry with a T.
Yeah,
I think he said Carrie.
L.A., now back in Connecticut.
Oh, Terry!
How are you,
Terry A? Good to hear you again.
Yeah, you're back in. You're back on this coast, aren't you?
He is. He's back now in Connecticut.
Yeah, we were just talking about you. How did things go in L.A.?
You know, it was L.A. I was there for 20 years, and now I'm not there anymore.
I can't wait to catch up with you, and I want to hear all about it. I really do, brother. Meanwhile, do you have a tattoo idea for us?
I do. I think it's very simple, but it would just say WFUM.
Oh yeah.
90.7.
Oh yeah.
FM.
That's genius. Genius. I love that.
Oh my God.
Genius. Genius. That's my favorite one. WFUM.
That would be a really awful one for me.
That would be the greatest.
Yeah.
That would be the greatest. And then with the wrong numbers as well.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Genius. Oh my God. Oh. I would dance a jig all the way home.
Thanks, Terry.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
You're welcome.
He's diabolical.
That is genius.
That Terry, formerly from California. Whoops. Okay, no more calls. Phone number here is 201-536-9368. We seek a tattoo artist and ideas for horrible tattoos for next week's fundraising show. We're also doing the soaking of the Breckman next week at 6:15 p.m.
Hey, Kenny, you like riddles?
I hate riddles.
How is a WFMU marathon like skidding on black ice around and around and then heading right into a big oak tree?
It's not like that at all.
The answer? You know it's coming. You're dreading it. You know it won't be fun. But there's nothing you can do about it.
I would actually love to ice skate on black ice.
Oh, you're skidding in your car.
Oh, you're skidding in the car. Okay, well, yeah. That's different. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. You guys love the show.
Who's this?
Yeah.
Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for calling.
Hey. Yeah, you bet.
Are you a tattoo artist?
Back to the old title of the show, too.
Yes. Yeah, I miss it also. It'll be fun.
So, got a few ideas here.
Oh, all right, give us your best one, Mark.
No, give us your second best one. No, best one. Yeah, Ken's right. Best one.
Best one.
The best. Can I give you two?
Kenny, give us two, Kenny.
Give us your best one, Kenny, and your worst one.
Okay, Ken.
And that's how Captain Buzzkill rolls.
Capital letters, the band.
Wait, say this again. I'm sorry, start over.
The Fall, capital letters, you know, the band.
Yeah, The Fall.
Sure, the Fall. Yeah, never heard of them.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Or a Phillies logo.
Oh, the Phillies.
Of the Mets.
The Phillies or the Mets logo. That would be amazing. That would be so great. I would hate that so much. I don't know anything about those teams.
Well, they play baseball. You know that, right?
I would just love to say that on the beach. I don't know anything about baseball. Please stop asking me about my tattoo. Please stop asking me about last night's game.
How about ask me about Jesus?
Yeah, oh, that's great. Ask me about Jesus. Write that down.
The power of Christ compels you.
Oh, yeah. The power of Christ.
All right, thanks, Mark. Good ideas.
All right.
Oh, ask me about Jesus is great.
That's a takeoff on an idea that Danny had.
It's great. Okay, and then the takeoff, and then also the Phillies logo is hysterical, or the little Mets logo. That would be brilliant.
The Phillies do play baseball, right?
Well, there's no way to tell.
Philadelphia Phillies?
Without doing a little research. 201-536.
It's not the Flyers. The Flyers play hockey. They have they have Gritty as their mascot. I know that. I only follow mascots, really.
I would love you to have a Phillies logo.
I would have a Gritty logo any day. That would be great. Or Mr. Met. I'd have a Mr. Met logo.
It's a baseball team. That's all I know. This is my impression of you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Donnie.
Hi, Donnie. I can't believe
I'm on the air.
I can't believe it either.
We don't need your name. We're just so excited to have a chick calling. What's it like being a chick? I've always wanted to ask a caller this.
It kind of sucks having a vagina.
It does?
Why?
I don't really want to get into it.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you called because now I can cancel that operation I had planned. Thank God you called.
Oh, I know. I bet you it's the patriarchy, isn't it?
You know what? It totally is. And
Andy's a member of the patriarchy. I'm against the patriarchy.
Oh, no. As of last Thursday, like Thursday morning. Yeah. I'm a feminist.
I believe it's feminist.
Feminist, yeah.
Feminist.
Yeah. Okay, so welcome to the show. And we're do you have an embarrassing tattoo idea? Wait, are you a tattoo artist?
I am not a tattoo artist. Oh, okay. I have tattoos, but not a tattoo artist.
You have tattoos, okay. And what tattoo do you think would really embarrass us?
So I think that you guys should memorialize your undying love for each other by getting each other's portraits tattooed on your arms. That way you'll never be apart.
That is so sweet. As a matter of fact, I think we've kind of beat you to it. Do you still have the Andy in a heart, my name in a heart?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we actually Very did much. That some years
but that's
ago.
That's different than your portrait or my
well,
portrait.
Then, yeah, level up.
So you're saying matching tattoos with each other's portraits.
Well, no. If you get the tattoo, you get my portrait. If I get the tattoo, I get your portrait. Because we're not getting matching tattoos.
Or I get my own portrait on my shoulder.
How about
then,
you get?
And then I spend the rest of my life saying it's me. Okay.
How about you get your own portrait on your face?
So yeah.
There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than seeing somebody's face tattooed on somebody's face.
And if it's their own, So if it's their own portrait of themselves, yeah. Well, there's something there.
Well,
Ken.
Donnie, yeah, there's definitely something there. And Donnie.
It's Bonnie.
Oh, is it Bonnie?
It is Bonnie.
Bonnie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vaginas are cool. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Yeah.
That can be your second tattoo.
Yeah, vaginas are cool.
Also on your faces.
Oh, no, just the words vaginas are cool. Would you consider that, Ken?
Sure.
That's your little catchphrase now, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Thanks to Retinox. Retinox on the chat board there.
Yeah. Right,
vaginas are cool.
Vaginas are cool. Okay, that'll be our slogan. So you have to tune in next week, Bonnie. So, Bonnie, is this the first time you've heard our little show?
It's not the first time I've heard the show. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, okay. Hey, we should tell first-time listeners, Ken, that the average marathon pledge is $30,000.
But it's nowhere near that.
I know, but first-time listeners won't know.
I think that's a little bit out of most people's range, $30,000. That might be...
Most listeners will say mortgage their house.
I don't know about that.
I guess if they heard the show, they'll know that no one would ever pledge that.
I'm going to aim lower.
Hey, who's one of your biggest contributors ever in the history of the show?
You are.
Damn straight. What the hell? Where's my statue? Where's my wing?
The statue is down in Monty Hall.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is this how you treat your biggest benefactor?
Bonnie.
You humiliate me once a week?
Bonnie, there is a statue of Andy Breckman in the men's bathroom down at the WFU.
Bonnie, if you had a listener funded nonprofit radio station, how would you treat your largest benefactor? There, I want to spend the next 20 minutes asking that question.
You get his face tattooed on your arm.
There you go.
No, it should be. You should have tattoos of me all over your body.
Bonnie's with the program.
What the hell?
Cover your body, Ken, with Andy tattoos.
I should be all over your body and all over your kids'
body. You know, I paid good money for a full-size statue of you, and I used to
cardboard cutout.
I used to haul it around from venue to venue, and it ended up downstairs in the WFMU abortion clinic, and somebody ripped the head off of it.
You ungrateful bastard. A cardboard cutout, 30 years carrying the station, almost single-handedly, 30 years.
Would you get my ass tattooed on your ass? That's another idea.
Only Beth would ever see it. Would you be happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay. You can put that on the list.
Ass on
would you
ass.
Would you put my ass on your ass?
Of course I would.
I'd be honored. It would mean Beth will never turn the lights on in the bedroom again, but that's okay with me.
Bonnie, I apologize for the direction this call has gone.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
But
for calling,
I thank
Bonnie.
You for calling.
No worries, my pleasure.
Bye, yeah, Bonnie.
Okay. I hope Bonnie and her vagina make up soon.
Oh, I think they're frenemies. Yeah, that's what
it's a lover's quarrel. Yeah. Okay, so your ass on my ass, great tattoo. Great tattoo.
It has to be labeled, though. It has to say Ken's ass.
I think everyone will know Ken's
ass. I don't think so.
By now. I mean, most of the volunteers.
They haven't seen my ass.
I mean, the ones you've been grooming.
Even they haven't seen my ass.
They get glimpses of your ass.
I'm grooming them for something very different than what
you went. Oh, I know. I've seen the plan. I've seen the manifesto.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Danny.
Oh, hi. Another Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Wait, Danny, how old are you?
Old enough.
Old enough to hear
Why are you asking
to hear
Danny?
Our little jokes.
How old are they?
Because we've been talking sort of explicitly. We've been crossing the line.
Oh, okay.
Danny, do you have any ideas for funny tattoos?
Yes, I do. I would like a sexy woman's hand holding a condom. And the condom's brand is P-U-T-I-N. Putin.
Sexy woman's hand holding
a condom.
Putin-branded condoms.
Because it spells put in.
Oh, it's a joke. It's kind of a pun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's great about that, if I may say?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to explain it like that.
Right.
It means you have to engage people and explain it. And it's not worth explaining. Oh, my God, it's brilliant.
What a great way to turn a stranger into a friend.
Yeah, what a great icebreaker. Hey, how about this? How about an actual icebreaker? And then you can say to people, it's an icebreaker.
Okay. I'll add that to the list.
No, don't. It's a stupid idea. Okay. That's the worst idea
Hey,
yet.
Thanks a lot, Danny. Thanks for your call.
These are great ideas. We're still looking for a real grown-up tattoo artist. 201-536-9368.
Yo, what's up?
It's Peter from Boonton, formerly Dover, New Jersey.
Hey, Peter.
Oh, yeah. You used to live out in Dover, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? For a change, I can finally say I can't believe I got through, and it really rings true today.
Yeah, because we only have two lines, so we must apologize to everybody who's getting a busy signal.
I don't have an idea for a tattoo, but I got an idea for a tattoo parlor.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Do you have a lead? A lead. Go ahead.
What is it?
There's a place in Haskell called Sorry Ma Tattoos.
Oh, I mean, perfect.
How bad could it be?
Now, Peter, do you have a relationship with the owner or anyone there?
No, I got my tats at a place here in Boonton called Electric Lotus.
Do you know the owner there? Is the owner there cool?
The owner is Sorry Ma. Don't know him.
Sorry Ma sounds perfect.
Yeah,
We need a lead.
Don't worry. We'll get there. Don't worry.
Who will call us?
Asked if you're a tattoo artist or you know of one, you can also email me, ken@wfmu.org.
Or you can email me at ken@wfmu.org.
As it happens, that is where all your email goes.
Yeah, we have the same email.
Yeah.
201-536-9368.
Hey, thank you, Peter and Boonton.
Okay. Hey, I'll be working the phones for you next Wednesday, so I'm so
glad.
Oh,
cool.
Good.
Cool. It'll be good to see you.
Yeah, looking forward
to
that. Thank you in advance for your service.
Hey, that's nice. That's a nice thing to say.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah.
I can fake empathy and sincerity.
No, it's really something else.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, can't believe I got through with those two lines.
Yeah, I can't believe it either. Who's this?
Yeah. Oh, this is Zachary.
Hey, Zachary.
Hey, Zachary. Thanks for calling.
Hey.
You love the show.
Hey, thanks. I love the show. Love the show.
Okay.
I'm not a tattoo artist, but I know several. However, I'm out here in Indiana.
Well, that can't help us too much. We need someone in person here.
You have any ideas for bad tattoos?
Yeah. I don't know how they would do it, but I was thinking an apple pie, but with a U.S. flag motif.
Apple pie with a flag coming out of it.
Apple
I do love that.
With U.S. flag. Okay.
Yeah, for a little American Pie reference.
Yep.
There you go. That.
American Pie, yep.
I love that so much.
How about the cover of American Pie?
Oh, yeah.
Don McLean holding his thumb out?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be bad for me.
Oh, man, that would be amazing.
That would be good.
That would be bad for me.
I would like that one.
Oh, no.
We just got to figure out how we how is the selection process going to be? I can't remember.
Well, we're gonna be raising money, and every time we hit a different plateau, Ken or I would be obligated to get a tattoo. So it'll alternate. If we hit a certain number, I'll be on the tattoo chair, and then if we raise a little more, then Ken has to sit in the tattoo chair.
Yeah, Andy and I are gonna, before next week's show, we're gonna put together a menu,
and the tattoos will get progressively less appealing for us.
Right, they'll get worse and worse. So the more money we raise, the worse the tattoos get.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be a lot of fun next week.
All right, thanks, Zachary.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, see you next week.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Danny.
Hey, Danny.
This is Danny.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Good. So I'm not a tattoo artist, but I've always wanted to do that. All these jobs I want to do one day. I want to be a crossing guard for one day.
Yeah.
I want to be a waiter in a high-end restaurant for one day.
Well, we
I want
can't.
To be a cop for one day.
Danny, we appreciate it. Yeah, I'd love you to be a cop for one day also. That would be great.
So I,
but
so
Danny.
I'd love to experience being a
tattoo artist. Nah, that's not going to happen.
Me too. I'm with Danny.
No, Danny, we can't have you come in and us be your first.
Why not? Let's give him a shot.
I'll tell you what. I'll rent the equipment the day before, and I'll practice on myself.
You can practice on an orange. That's what some tattoo artists do.
I'll practice on myself. You know, I've got legs.
Yeah.
Spaces without
yeah, you don't need them. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You said that licensing wasn't necessary.
No, absolutely not.
To me coming in and doing it for one day.
Well, maybe.
Right. So what's
I'm a one day guy.
Okay, what's your website address, Danny?
No, we're not. Why would you? Okay.
Danny,
I don't have a website.
You don't have a website.
Okay.
Well, I got a website for my one day I spend as a crossing
Danny.
Guard.
Okay,
that's not
thank
gonna
you.
Help you.
Danny, you don't need to be licensed, but you got to have a website.
Okay, well, he has a week to get a website. Hey, thanks, Danny. Oh, wait, I just remembered we have to hang up for some reason.
Oh, yes, for the reason. Yes.
Yeah, the reason. You forgot about the reason.
Yes, I'm sorry. Oh, I wish you had mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, I was trying to.
Before I got carried away with Danny.
Ken, remember the reason.
You're on the air.
Hi, it's Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hey, Pam.
Hi.
How are you?
I think the thing should be you should choose one tattoo, and then as the night goes on, it gets bigger and bigger.
Oh, that's genius. That's brilliant. That is brilliant. Pick the worst tattoo.
Yeah.
And as the night goes on, that's genius. Oh, my God. Imagine a great big Trump 2024. That's genius.
That is a great idea, Pam.
Well, I'd have to ask Bethy if I could do that.
Yeah. No, better. I have a better idea.
Yeah.
Don't ask Bethy.
Oh, yeah. Don't ask Bethy and then leave her.
Just do it.
And never go home.
Well, and I would like to see some kind of affidavit that that Andy would actually do it because I know he...
Oh, no. If I'm on the block. Wait, to be fair, okay. Pam, that's not fair. I have two tattoos on me right now.
Teeny
but you
tiny.
Have half of one.
Yeah, teeny tiny ones.
Okay, and we are going to be we are going to have witnesses here that will be uploading photos right after the show.
Okay.
So I'm committed to this if I lose.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that is a great idea where it starts small and gets bigger.
And we're going to bring hedge clippers for Andy's body hair so that the tattoo artist can reach the skin.
No, wax.
Wax! We did waxing, actually. Do you remember when we did waxing?
To do a good tattoo.
Waxing hair off each other?
Yeah, we did. We waxed hair.
How about tattoos? One is I love Hank and the other one's I love Bethy.
Oh,
and
that is so funny. You mean on each? Do you mean on each other's?
Yeah.
Well, this answers the question. Is Pam in San Francisco an evil genius? And the answer is yes.
Okay. Ooh, I will put that in my resume.
I can't put the name of another woman on my...
Well, you're lucky that my wife has a male name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Bethy would know. It just can't... Oh, that would be horrible.
You can tell her it's a different Hank.
Like, even Joey Heatherton would be a big, big fight.
Not if it had Putin's body.
Putin's head.
Putin's head on Joey Heatherton's body.
You could do the condom with
Boots head.
Is it going to be Joey Heatherton circa Hullabaloo or Joey Heatherton circa Serta Mattresses?
I think, that's so funny. You know, all the Joey Heatherton.
Or Joey Heatherton circa USO shows.
Yeah, it'll be the Bob Hope circus.
Yeah, USO shows. Yeah, good choice.
Yeah, thanks.
Pam, you're on to a great idea with the bigger and bigger tattoo. We're going to think about that.
Serta Mattresses. Okay. Oh, my God.
Thanks, Pam.
So funny. I could know exactly how old you are just by that reference. That's fantastic.
What, the fact that I remember that Joey Heatherton was the Serta Mattress gal?
No, you only remember it if you're an 11-year-old boy. You were 11.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember Joey Heatherton.
If you're older or younger, it didn't register.
Yeah, I remember the Serta Mattress commercials. Yeah. I remember her being on the Dean Martin show.
Yeah.
That's about all I remember about her.
Perfect sleeper.
Yeah.
That's so funny that you know that.
Hi, you're on the air.
That's reason number 18 why I love you.
Hi, Ken and Andy.
Hi, who's this?
This is Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Danny number 5.
Okay, so Pink Floyd, The Wall. This has to be on your back.
Yeah, it is. So, it's going to be on our back.
Okay, Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Oh, Pink Floyd's The Wall.
And then
okay.
You have Humpty Dumpty on top with the face of Trump.
That's quite elaborate. Yeah. Pink Floyd's The Wall with Humpty Dumpty and face of Trump. Okay.
So, you know what's great about that?
What?
This will be the rest of my life in public. Yes, that's Pink Floyd. Yes, that's Humpty Dumpty. Yes, you're right. That's Trump. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We only have a couple more minutes. If you're a tattoo artist or you have ideas for horrible tattoos for next week's marathon show, give us a call at 201-536-9368. And you are on the air.
Hey, I'm a tattoo artist.
Oh,
are you really?
Whoa!
Are you a grown-up professional tattoo artist?
No, gigs up, I'm not. But I have a decent idea for a bad tattoo.
What is it?
It's like a classical bust of Beethoven as a cone head, and then a hat upon that head. I was thinking like a New York Islanders hat. It should be pulled down so the cone's poking out.
So it's a bust of Beethoven, but he has a cone head instead of a regular shaped head. And he's wearing some sort of local team baseball hat.
New York Islanders.
Yeah. Thanks very much for calling. That's I don't know if that's on the top of our list.
Well, it's not the bottom.
That idea is, what's the word, I'm blanking on the word, the opposite of not stupid.
Inexplicable?
No. If something either not stupid or it's something, I can't remember.
Smart?
No.
Oh, the opposite of smart?
The opposite of not stupid.
Huh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm not a tattoo artist, but I have an idea.
Okay, go ahead. You have a
second. Hit us with your idea.
Go ahead.
A portrait of Jordan Peterson and the words, Incel Lives Matter.
God.
Wait, I don't know that reference. Incel?
Jordan Peterson.
Well, I know Jordan Peterson, but what's the quote?
Incel. You know, incels?
No.
Incels. You don't know about the incel movement?
No.
Just a bunch of happy lads.
Okay.
Out there.
Okay.
Who like Jordan Peterson.
Would you ever do this on your back? White Lives Matter?
No. I would do Incel Lives Matter.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even understand it.
Thanks
it
for your
really,
call.
It
incel,
might be really
incel stands for involuntarily celibate. They're horny psychos who can't get a girlfriend. That's what the incels are.
But how many people know that?
I think a lot of people know it.
I don't think anybody knows that.
They love Jordan Peterson.
I think you know it and that caller knows it.
No, a lot of people know it.
They do.
Yeah. I think you just don't know it.
Okay.
You got to keep up on your culture war vocab.
I got to get one of them web browsers.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah. Do you have to like pass some sort of test or something?
No.
Do you have to pass an audition?
This might be the last time we ever hear this song. Thank you to John Dogg for making this wonderful song
John, you really made this year a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, we both really love it.
And thank Jeremiah. Oh, and you know, let's take a moment to thank everyone that helped with our live show.
Yeah, everybody who came out to the abortion WFMU abortion clinic last Friday night for the Andy Mation Film Festival.
And a belated thanks to Ruthie and her team.
To Ruth and Glenn and John.
That's right. They
and
did a great job.
Brian and David.
Oh, and that, you know, that animation festival, you have a chance to see the animation festival in your own home.
That's right.
That's how, our premium.
How is that possible, Andy?
Well, our premium this year is those 9 animated movies people made.
Right.
Short little movies.
As a digital download or as a DVD. And the DVD has lots of DVD extras.
It does?
It does, yeah. John Kay is putting that together.
Oh, hey, thanks, John. Oh, great. Oh, John Kay. Beat you in rock, paper, scissors.
Yes. And he won the best animation award.
Yeah.
Your little $1.49 fake Oscar statue.
And next week is our big marathon. Hey, Ken, you like riddles?
I hate riddles.
How is a WFMU marathon like a big hairy fist heading right for your face?
Well, you know how it's like it?
You know it's coming.
Yeah, I was going to.
You can't avoid it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's not going to be fun.
Nope.
But there's nothing you can do about it.
Did I do the legal ID?
I don't know.
This is WFMU East Orange.
What a wimp.
WMFU Mount Hope.
Try not doing the ID for once.
In New York City and Rockland
Grow
County.
Grow a pair.
At 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Feibesh, and we'll see you next week for the marathon.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.